Wednesday, January the 18th, 1895. A day notable for alarms and excursions.
Victoria Station by Steve Chambers with Sean Baker and Philip Jackson. Episode 3, First Class Distinction.
Listen up, everyone. I have to attend an inquest this morning. The chief clerk, Mr. Tidmarsh, will be in charge in my absence.
Is that about the lad who committed suicide?
No, it's Nicholson, Mr. Wheeler's fireman. You know, he was killed in the accident 2 weeks ago.
Blimey, they've taken the time.
If it's important, Jackson, tell the rest of us.
Sir?
What were you saying?
Nothing important, sir.
Then shut up, lad, when I'm talking.
Yes, sir.
Right. Mr. Tidmarsh will be acting station master, and I expect everyone to help and support him. I can't say when I'll be back. Unlike the railway, the law does not run to a strict timetable. Mr. Tidmarsh.
Thank you, station master. Gentlemen, I have a message from head office. A special train carrying some Russians will make a brief stop at Bridgeford sometime today. We are urged to give them every assistance, but given the paucity of the information, I'm not entirely clear what...
What have you got there?
Two sides of beef for the restaurant box.
Sundry deliveries do not come through the booking hall.
You want the hydraulic lift at the far end of the forecourt?
I know.
Then go and use them.
Can't. They're bust, boss.
Oh. Bust?
Just there. Stop dead with a sack of lights in them. I'd get them shifted before they start pumping. So, where do you want these?
Jackson, take them over the footbridge and help them down onto the platform.
Yes, Mr. Tidmarsh. Follow me.
Righto, boss. Tally-o.
In the meantime, supplies will have to come through the booking hall. Porter Robson, you'd better fetch Mr. Purvis, the maintenance engineer. See if he can sort out that hydraulic lift.
Sir.
Mr. Braddock, sir.
I'm not here. Tell Mr. Tidmarsh.
The turntable's broken down. Mr. Parkins' engine is stuck on it. Well, there's going to be a real jam if we can't get it turned round.
All right, Sydney.
But it's urgent, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Shouting is not going to get Parkins' engine moved any quicker.
Right, that's me, Mr. Tidmarsh. I'll get away before anything else happens.
Everything's under control, Station Master.
I hope so. Good luck, and a word of advice. Leave well alone.
Sir?
If it isn't broken, don't fix it. Good morning.
Coppers for veterans, spare a coin for the Empire's crippled heroes. Coppers for veterans, spare a coin. Good morning, Mr. Braddock.
Morning, John. Oh, nasty day.
Oh, you wouldn't say that if you'd seen it rain in the Crimea. This is just a shower.
I'm not planning on going to the Crimea, John.
Oh, you never know. There could be a war.
It's the Germans we have to worry about now, isn't it?
Ah, I've got to watch them, too. They want our empire on account of not having their own. But the Russian bear is a sleeping giant, Mr. Braddock. Mark my words.
I read they were overwhelmed by famine.
Oh, that's in the newspapers. And I was there, remember.
Go to the weir. Oh, here, man, ship yourself.
I always sit here.
Well, I'm not rolling this barrel around here. I've got three more in the wagon. You've got to come the same way while the lift isn't working. Oh.
Let me help you up, John. I'm crippled, not helpless, Mr. Braddock.
Rest against the wall for a moment.
Thank you!
I'll have to move off the forecourt. George. Just have to get wet, that's all.
You can sit in the booking hall while the rain keeps up.
Oh, that's decent of you, Mr. Braddock.
Mr. Braddock! Heard you had the morning off.
Did you, Burbage?
Just my little job. Well, Robson's. A little bird tells me the lifts aren't working.
The turntable's broken down as well.
Would I? They're driven by the same hydraulic pump, you say.
So, what do you think?
It depends. I can't overhaul the compressor. The lift might break down again.
Well, we can manage without the lifts. Concentrate on the turntable.
Easier said than done. Turntable takes more energy.
And without it, we can't turn the locomotives round. Now get to it and hurry.
I'll do my best, but you know what they say. Measure twice, cut once.
The usual for the tea room, Mr. Hall.
Oh, call me Bert Phoebe. That's what my other friends call me.
My husband calls me Phoebe. You can call me Mrs. Scullion. Oh,
get away with you.
I will when I get me 35 rounds of beef and fish paste sandwiches and a selection of cakes and pastries.
Two sides of British beef, boss. Where do you want it?
Take it through to the kitchen.
Right you are, boss.
And use the tradesman's entrance round the back next time.
You'll send that order over, Bert.
Phoebe, give way to what your heart whispers.
And what would that be? That I should use the back door like the other tradespeople?
Oh, never. Leave the ladies' tea room behind and come and work with me in the restaurant.
I cannot.
Oh, then I'm undone.
Working hard as usual, brother-in-law.
What do you want, Parkin?
Hey, it's Mr. Parkin, and I'm hungry. Thought you might have a few scraps for a worker.
Look at the state of your clothes. You're filthy.
Of course I'm dirty. I drive engines. That's proper railway work. A sight harder than serving at table or canoodling with pretty ladies.
Hey, Phoebe.
I'll be off then.
I'll send the order over.
Handsome woman. Pity she's married, eh? But then so are you, Bert, to my sister.
I don't like you coming in here.
Oh, I see why, but your secret's safe with me.
Good morning, everybody.
Hall, what is Parkin doing here?
Me engine's stuck on the turntable, and I thought I'd get some posh grub from me relation.
The first-class restaurant is not the place for sweaty workmen.
Drivers earn twice as much as clerks, even the chief clerk, Mr. Tidmarsh.
For your information, I am the acting station master today.
You'll be good at that, acting.
Return to your locomotive, Parkin. I shall be along directly.
Why? What are you going to do?
Inspect the turntable and ascertain the exact nature of the problem.
The only thing you'll ascertain is muck on your shiny boots.
Get back to your engine.
Oh, all right. I'm on my way.
That man should be dismissed.
Will the acting station master be partaking of lunch?
I'll be too busy.
We have some prime English roast beef.
Oh, English beef, eh?
Well, put me down, Hall. I dare say I can find a few minutes.
Well, there's plenty of steam coming from the turntable.
Of course there's plenty of steam, Mr. Tidmarsh. There's a leak in the compressor.
Will the turntable move at all?
Well, we might be able to push it back into line, but it'd mean having to shunt the Sheffield train as far as Woodhouse, and that's going to slow it down a lot.
Oh, what a nuisance.
Morning, Mr. Tidmarsh. We don't often see you out of the booking hall.
The chief clerk fancied the tin wag in the rain.
Oh, you're looking a bit damp there, Mr. Tidmarsh.
He's got his umbrella.
I am in charge in Mr. Braddock's absence, Purvis. Now, what is the problem with this turntable?
As far as I can tell, without stripping it down, the compressor and the boiler need an overhaul.
Oh, looks like I'm stuck here. Good job this engine cab's got a room.
More than I've got.
Is there any way we can get the turntable back in operation?
If you stop using the hydraulic lifts. Possibly.
For how long?
Oh, difficult to say.
Well, that means the mails, supplies, Everything will have to go through the booking hall.
What's the best I can do?
Mr. Tidmarsh. We're often see you out here.
Oh, don't bother him, Mr. Wheeler. He's upset. The turntable's broken.
Was it something important, Wheeler?
I just stopped by to remind Parkin about the monthly drivers' meeting.
Usual room.
Committee room 3, above the booking hall. We're discussing the union's new code of practice.
Oh, right. That is where you are wrong, Wheeler. You will not be discussing anything in Victoria Station.
We always meet in there.
I do not intend to encourage a group of agitators to undermine the Great Central Railway.
Mr. Braddock allows us to meet on the second Wednesday of every month.
Mr. Braddock may do, but I am in charge now, and I say no.
Oh.
Purvis, get started on this turntable.
You can't use the lifts while I'm working.
That is understood.
There's going to be trouble over this, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Instead of issuing idle threats, Parkin, I suggest you expend your energy shifting your engine off this turntable.
Spare a copy. Give to the Empire's heroes.
Hello, Sarah, darling.
Oh, what are you doing in the booking hall, John?
Well, Mr. Braddock said I could come in while it was raining.
Oh, that were good on him. Easy about. I don't want to get into trouble. You know how he is about ladies working in the station.
Oh, you're all right for a bit. He's gone to an inquest.
Oh, good. It's horrible out there.
Meeting someone special.
How do you know?
Well, you're in your Sunday best, and it isn't Sunday.
Oh, you don't miss much, do you? Well, it's one of me gentlemen. Oh, it's nice. It's a real good payer. He often takes me out for the whole day.
Does he take you to swanky hotels, then?
Oh, sometimes. But mostly, we just visit railway stations.
You what?
I think it's something important on the railway.
Hey, what's his name?
Tom Woodcock.
Woodcock?
Woodcock!
Well, I've never heard of him.
He doesn't work for the Great Central, he's from the Midlands.
Oh, is he a spy then?
Oh, get away with it, you old devil! A spy indeed!
What's going on here?
I was just asking this gentleman what time the first class Sheffield to London Express was due.
Oh, why didn't you ask at the inquiry window instead of consorting with this beggar?
Oh, I never thought. Do you know what time the train's due?
11:54, platform 5.
Oh, thank you so much.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Oh, really? Oh, I don't think so. Thank you again.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before? Hey, that's the oldest line in the book, sir.
Right, you, outside.
No, Mr. Braddock said I could come in here out in the rain.
I'm getting very tired of hearing what Mr. Braddock would and would not do. I will not have subversive meetings, and neither will I have mendicants in my booking hall. Come on, out you go.
Look, I have some information that might be useful.
Do I have to throw you out?
Mr. Braddock won't like
you. Come on!
I shouldn't be thrown out. I lost my legs fighting between an empire.
I doubt very much whether you have ever fought for more than a glass of beer.
Oh, get your hands up!
Come on!
Porter Robson, lend a hand with the mails. They'll need help up the stairs.
Yes, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Ah, excuse me.
Certainly.
Good morning, Sarah. You're looking particularly...
Oh, why, thank you, Mr. Woodcock. Uh-huh. Meeting me today.
What was that? Sounded like a scream. Down there.
Oh, let me through. Stand back, everyone. Give the lad some room.
What's going on here, Robson?
This young lady, sir, she fainted. She opened the door as I was passing, screamed and fainted. This gentleman was sharing a compartment.
Allow me to introduce myself. Reverend Sentence at your service.
Tidmarsh, acting station master. You were travelling with a young lady?
We were sharing a compartment.
Is she all right, Robson?
I think so, sir. Hello, she's coming round. Are you all right, miss?
Oh, keep him away from us.
Who?
There he is. Keep him away.
To To whom are you referring?
That fucking Vicar! He tried to touch us!
Reverend Sentence, have you any explanation for these allegations?
I cannot understand. We conversed politely for some miles, but as we approached Bridgeford, she appeared to become excited.
Well, me that became excited?
All right, Miss May. You all right now?
What's going on here? This express will be late if we don't get away.
Reverend, the guard has his duty. Can I prevail upon you to remain at Victoria until some light is shed on this event?
I will toil in my father's vineyard until the harvest is gathered.
Yes. Off you go.
Right you are.
She's clearly very excited. Have you somewhere quiet where she can be allowed to calm herself?
I am inclined to summon a constable.
Surely not. Judge not, lest you be judged.
She does not speak well, yet she is travelling in a first-class compartment. What kind of a young working girl can afford to travel first class? I can think of only one.
That is an acute observation, but I am a man of the cloth.
Maybe your office precipitated the event. One hears of such corruption.
I see.
The authorities must be informed.
Tenderness rather than harshness is a Christian way. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Robson, help the young girl to the ladies' tea room. Ask Mrs. Scullion to look after her until she feels better. Tell her to keep her there.
Yes, Mr. Tidmarsh. Come on, Missy. Can you stand?
I'm all right.
Lean on me. This
way. I suddenly feel very hungry. Would you honour me at luncheon, Mr. Tidmarsh?
Pot of tea for two and two fish paste, please, Phoebe. Coming up. How is she then? Calmer. Has she said anything yet? I wouldn't know. I've been rushed off my feet. All I heard was there was a fight with the vicar.
It was more than that. The lass claimed he attacked her, and the vicar denied it.
Maybe he was trying to kidnap her for the white slave trade.
A vicar?
White slavers will take any disguise. That's part of their devilish cunning.
Oh, you've been reading those penny dreadfuls again.
They drug her, and she'd come round in the tent of a desert sheep.
Well, you'd better see if the hot sweet tea I gave her has revived her. After you've taken this order.
Right, you are, Phoebe.
Dear.
How are you feeling, Nellie?
Oh, much better, thank you. Hey, Vicar's not here, is he?
You're in the ladies' tea room at Bridgeford.
Oh, where has train gone?
Some time ago.
Oh, heck.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Oh, I was on my way to London. I was alone in my compartment when that Vicar jumped in at the last moment. Well, train had started moving and there wasn't any corridor. I couldn't get away.
Well, then what happened?
Well, he started with suggestions.
What kind of suggestions?
Well, if I were cold, he'd warm me up. You know, the kind of thing. Well, at first I ignored him, but he came and sat next to me. And I went and sat to the side, but he followed us.
How awful. How is she then?
She's been telling me a story. It's terrible, Phoebe. Go on, Nellie. Well, then he started telling us how God wanted me to help him. And when I wouldn't, he became foul-mouthed and he tried to touch me.
What did you do?
For the first half hour, I was fighting him off. My ma told me what to do with blokes like him, but it just excited him further. It was the train what saved us.
The train?
Well, it was fair rattling along and the carriage was swaying about and every time he made a grab for us, he fell over like some great fat dummy and I was thrown this way and that as I tried to get away and it would have been comical if it weren't so frightening.
It doesn't sound much like a vicar to me.
When I arrived at the station, I was so relieved I fainted. Everything's going to be all right. Phoebe.
Look after her. I'm going to clear this up.
How do you know she's telling the truth, Josie?
How can you say that?
I've been lied to too many times to take folk on trust.
I know I'm right, Phoebe.
Where's she going?
Oh, her ladyship doesn't bother to tell lesser mortals like me what she's doing. How am I supposed to manage on me own?
I'll lend a hand, if you want. planning on taking me to the station hotel then, sir.
Is that where you'd like to go?
Well, I'm easy. Hey, you could say that again. It's just that we don't usually stay at Victoria.
Joe Braddock is away.
Why, you and Mr. Braddock don't get on, then?
Well, he takes exception if I'm loitering about his station.
Oh, you don't like me hanging about, but that's different. Why should Mr. Braddock object to you?
No. Your champagne, sir?
Oh, thank you. Open it, please.
Madam, have some champagne?
Oh, Madam would.
Oh, I say. Your health?
Cheers, my dear. Oh.
My chef is probably the finest in the East Midlands area.
Ah, this beef is excellent. British, I presume.
Naturally. We do not allow the sale of inferior varieties. That is one standard we intend to maintain.
You believe standards are declining?
Society is in chaos. Everywhere, authority is mocked.
Ah, but what is the solution, Mr. Tidmarsh? Moral education?
Education is part of the problem. Too much can be as harmful as too little. People have been educated above their station.
I see.
Take this morning. Would we have had a disturbance if that common girl had travelled third class where she belongs?
No, I suppose not.
And there she is, travelling first class, bold as brass. Disgraceful.
Mr. Tidmarsh, could I have a word in private, please?
Miss Braddock, I am eating my luncheon.
It is very urgent, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Will you excuse me, Reverend?
Of course.
Well, what is it?
The young woman who fainted. She's been telling me a story. She has suffered terribly.
Come to the point, Miss Braddock.
That man you are dining with is a monster. He attacked that helpless...
That man is a member of the clergy, while the girl is obviously a common prostitute.
She is not. That man attacked her. He used foul and blasphemous language.
Enough. Return to your duties and kindly allow me to finish my luncheon. Sorry about that, Reverend. What on earth? Sorry, sir, what?
It's Maya, sir, no?
English. This is Bridgeford.
Bridgeford.
You're wasting your breath. You understand? He's Russian. Part of the circus.
What circus?
The one on the train. Did you think them animals were passengers?
This must be the special train Mr. Tidmarsh mentioned.
Blimey. A bear.
A dancing bear, Nellis. Big brute, isn't it? Must have been a bit difficult to tame.
What are they doing?
The bear is dancing and drumming while the acrobat plays that banjo thing.
I know that, but why are they doing it now?
Whatever the reason, you'd better try to get them back on the train. Would you out in 3 minutes?
Right. That's enough. Come on, stop that. You have to get back on the train. The train, not that way. Come on. Not up the stairs. Come back. Come back. The train is going. You must go back to the platform. Go back to the platform. No, not down there. Not that platform. That's the wrong one.
One more, eh?
I'm pushing, aren't I?
Nearly there.
Well, won't you go round any faster?
It'd be a flower if I won't push it.
I shouldn't be doing this. I'm an engine driver.
Hey, I'm an engineer and I'll push it. And I'm here to make them drive it.
What's it up for you? Hey, we're working, Wheeler. How about lending a hand?
I came to tell you about the driver's meeting. We're going to use the station hotel.
jail.
Oh, they won't like that. Leaving railway property during working hours. It's against regulations.
I don't give a fig for regulations.
You sound like a reckless man, Wailer.
The company wants somebody to blame for the accident when my fireman died.
You think they're after you?
Of course they are. But if they pick on me, they'll be picking a fight. The newspapers call us the aristocrats of the railways. Oh. But they don't know the half of it.
You'll have me in tears at this rate.
Well, the railway couldn't run without us. But we're overworked and understaffed. We're out in all weathers like this, while the station staff enjoy themselves. Hey, listen to them.
Doesn't sound like they're working hard, does it?
Yeah, while you're here, Wailer, could you put your aristocratic shoulder against that wheel? See if we can get Parkin's engine in line.
All right. Yep.
Engine! Oh, right, I can get dry now, can I? Oh, this is where I should be, up in my cab.
At least you've got a cab to stand under.
Oh, stop moaning, Purvis. I better go and get my fireman. I'll see you later, Wheeler.
All right.
We knew it was a special Russian train. We were not informed that it was carrying a circus.
Well, it's all very exciting. I'm glad I decided to stay instead of travelling on.
Great heavens! A bear!
Oh, my God.
Get it out of here!
You've got in your partner.
The acrobat can't attend to my
children.
Get that animal out of here!
Oh, I think he's hungry. Don't antagonize. He's
eating my beef!
Animals are not allowed in the restaurant.
In your partner.
Get away from that roast beef. Get away!
What with that roast, Mr. Hall?
You can't take that.
Give it to him, man.
Come on. That's me. Nice me.
It's working.
Hey, well, that's a tree. Come on.
Follow that bear.
This way. Nice me. This way.
That's it, Robson. I'll close the door, Hall.
Oh. Look what it's done to my restaurant.
It has certainly made a mess.
I told them animals weren't allowed.
Yes, madam.
Single to...
This way! No! Get
yes.
back!
That sounded like an animal.
Well, this is a station, madam. Now, what do you want?
A single to Bridgeford.
This is Bridgeford.
I definitely heard an animal.
As I said before, that is not unusual in a station.
Good
Lord, a bear!
Come back here! I heard an animal!
Yes, you did.
Jackson, help Robson with the bear.
Yes, sir. I mean to say how?
I don't care. Sing to it. Jab it with a shunting pole. But help Robson get it to platform 7.
Platform 7?
Lock it in the third class waiting room while I think what to do.
Well, go on then.
Yes, sir.
Robbo, let me help.
I'll lure it with the beef.
All right.
You encourage it from behind. You'll have to shut your head off. I'm running out of meat.
Well, what about these blokes with it?
They go where the bear goes. Where are we going?
Third class waiting room, platform 7.
Come on, then.
All right.
Come on, the old Cossack. That's the ticket. Nice me.
Hoorah. Hoorah.
That's the one. Come on,
Hoorah.
I must go and telegraph ahead. What was it you wanted, madam?
I've changed my mind. I've decided to walk.
Thank you.
Rain, Tom.
I'll dry enough under my umbrella, sir.
Why can't we stay inside? It's so gloomy out here. The light's almost gone.
Exactly. I want to watch the entrance unobserved. I may have some business to transact.
Funny business, if you ask me. I hate these dark winter afternoons. Oh, such a life out of here.
Spare a coin for the Empire's heroes.
That's John. John! Oh, yes. Soap, what are you doing out here?
I've been here all day. Ever since that stuck-up so-and-so Tidmarsh threw me out.
But I thought Mr. Braddock...
Oh, so did I. Come on. Hey, hello. What's going on?
Well, I'm
going
to have a jar.
Really?
Oh, well, why not? If they don't like the drivers meeting outside the station, they should let us meet inside. Oh, we do all the work. Nature eats us like milk. Well, they better not try anything on with me. If they do, I'm off. Oh, oh, I'm with you. Who else passes the time?
Oh, Sarah, I have to go.
Oh, what now?
Yes. Look here. That should cover everything.
Oh, yes, it will.
And here's something for you.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Good afternoon. He's gone after those lads.
Never mind that. He's given me a guinea. Oh, guinea. Oh, John, you won't believe the day I've had.
John, what are you doing out here?
Oh, well, sir.
Tidmarsh threw him out.
Sir, I've told you before, I don't like old working in my station.
I'm outside on the forecourt talking to my friend Crippled John, Mr. Braddock. And if I were you, I'd worry about what's been happening in your precious station.
What do you mean by that?
Put me down
in a minute, John.
Oh, the third class waiting room is closed. Ah, Station Master.
Mr. Tim, Chip Magway, man.
Come on.
Don't worry, they've chained it to the stove. It can't move.
Oh, I hope not.
A word, Station Master.
I really must protest at this undermining of my authority. I have every right to ban mendicants, and yet...
He is not a mendicant. He's a crony, a veteran.
Even if that were true, I still do not see...
He speaks Russian.
Нам нужна вода. Hey, these lads with the bear, they're Russians, Mr. Braddock.
I want you to talk to them, John.
Oh, that would be treason.
What did he say?
I'm not talking to the enemy.
No, you see, he can't speak Russian any more than I can.
Не вед хочет пить, он смутался. Ему надо скоро пить, и нам нужно вернуться к цирку. Аште Рошне, Медвед, опасный. Сейчас.
Да, очень опасный. What's all that about?
The bear's dangerous. It's thirsty and confused.
There's a fire bucket outside.
Oh, get it then. Он хочет воду.
There you are. Seems to have done the trick.
They want to be back with their mates. The bear gets nervous.
What arrangements have been made for taking these on, Mr. Tidmarsh?
A special van is to be added to the next up train, and that will take them through to York. The others will be waiting for them there.
Can you tell them that, John?
I'll try, sir. Chavoy Novi, Poyez, Budget, Ulodit, Skura.
I was on my way to an interview to go into service.
You were travelling first class?
Well, I didn't have a chaperone. My dad didn't like the idea of me travelling alone, so he got me a first class ticket. But then, that vicar pestered him.
Travelling first class must have been a hardship for your family.
Not really. My dad's an engine driver, you see, and he earns decent money.
I forgot to tell you, Mr. Tidmarsh. He didn't have a proper ticket.
What are you talking about, Jackson?
The Reverend. One of the collectors held him up, but he claimed he was a personal friend of yours. And in the commotion over the bear, he disappeared.
Ah, yes.
Are you all right to travel, Nelly?
Oh, as long as it's not first class.
Josie'll travel up with you and return in the guard's van.
Thank you.
Tidmarsh. What is it, Mr. Hall? I am rather busy.
Your bill for luncheon. 5 shillings and tuppence halfpenny.
5 shillings? The Reverend said you were paying.
This is preposterous.
You will also be receiving the bill for the damage caused to my restaurant, including the meat the bear devoured.
You cannot hold me responsible.
Oh, you're in charge.
All right, I'll get back to the restaurant.
Better pay his bill.
You've had quite a day, Mr. Tidmarsh.
I did my duty as I saw fit.
Evening, Braddock. How is the inquest? I do hope it wasn't too unpleasant. They can be very harrowing, wouldn't you agree?
I asked you a question.
Come now, Braddock, there's no need to be so prickly. We both labour in the same cause.
I would not call what you do labouring, Woodcock.
Well, I do have a perfect right to be here. And besides, Victoria Station is a very handsome edifice.
More handsome than Bridgeford Midland, certainly.
Even if not so profitable. Come and work for me. You'll be well rewarded.
The answer has not changed. It is the same as the last time. I do not intend leaving the Great Central.
Loyalty is a rare commodity in business. Some would say a foolish one.
I dare say, but I can't help that.
Only a sentimentalist would refuse.
Or a creature of habit. How about Mr. Tidmarsh? Why don't you proposition him?
Station master! I must protest.
Oh, Gadsai, you are a coward.
I do not see what is so amusing.
I'm sure Mr. Braddock will explain while he's looking for some new drivers. I must say the Great Central has some very fine drivers. Or do I mean had?
What are you talking about, Woodcock?
I've just been drinking with them in the station hotel.
You what?
I thought that would surprise you. Fine bunch, though. Very fine.
What are the drivers doing in the station hotel, Mr. Tidmarsh?
Sir?
Tom Woodcock is a gentleman director of the Midland Railway whose roving brief is to poach the best drivers from other companies. Unlike Chief Clark's, drivers are in short supply. That's why I allow them to meet inside the station.
Cheer up, Yoto. It might never happen.
Purvis, I hope your smile portends good news.
Depends, Mr. Braddock. The boiler that drives the turntables had it. Needs replacing. It'll take at least 3 days, and I'll need a work gang.
First Class Distinction, Episode 3 of Victoria Station. The part of Joe Braddock was played by Sean Baker. Tidmarsh, Philip Jackson. Josie, Julia Ford. Phoebe, Becky Hindley. Sid, Tom Bevan. Jackson, Joshua Tau. Wheeler, Tom Knight. Robson, Lloyd Notice. And Woodcock, Gavin Muir. Sarah was played by Elizabeth Anson. Crippled John, Ronald Herdman. Russian Acrobat, David B. Miller. Reverend Sentence, George Parsons. Meat Porter, Ian Peck. Purvis, Oliver Senton. Parkin, Michael Tudor Barnes. Nelly, Jane Slavin. And Hall, by Peter Whitman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation by Richard Beedsmore, Keith Graham and David Blount. Episode 3 of Victoria Station was written by Steve Chambers and directed by Celia DeWolf.
What's a blind man doing? Wondering about the sidings in the fire?
None of your business, Sydney. You're like him. You've seen Nad, right?
Yes, Mr. Roberts.